Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Ginong Alexi. Siya ang Multicultural Ambassador para sa Mental Health Foundation sa Australia at ating pag-uusapan ang kalagayan ng ating mental health, particular sa komunidad Pilipino. Magandang araw!
Hi Maridel, how are you?
Good, salamat sa panahon mo.
No problems.
Alex, yes, dito Maridel. Sa Melbourne, nararanasan natin yung ikalawang lockdown. Actually, kung sasabihin natin ay ikatlo na kasi nagkaroon ng stage 3 at sa mga susunod na araw hanggang Setyembre, stage 4. Nung unang lockdown, medyo naging mahirap para sa marami, hindi ba? At nitong nakaraan, sinabi nga ni Premier Daniel Andrews na ilalatag niya ang mga strategiya para sa mental health ng mga taga-Victoria dahil na nababatid niya at nararamdaman niya na medyo nariyan na sa bingit ng panganib ang mga kalusugan, hindi ba? So, sa ikatlong pagkakataon, paano natin mapapanatili ang ating bait, ika nga, sa panahon ng pandemyang ito?
Yeah, really, you know, the first lockdown was okay from a mental health perspective because it's such an unknown, but this third lockdown has really compounded the issue about our mental health as well, because we are more restricted in the third lockdown than it was in the first and second lockdown. You know, this third lockdown, you can't travel more than 5 kilometers, you can't shop, and there's a lot of businesses out there closing as well. So, you know, it's really hard to function. You know, parang merong curfew na tayo from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. So our movement is more restricted than it was before, and it's really hard to have mental engagement when you're sort of at home and you can't communicate effectively. But at the same time, you know, I read my books. Tapos, you know, I reach out to friends by phone or through Zoom, and basically that is a great way and a positive way of reaching out to people and continue your conversation in that way as well.
Parang sa mga taga-Melbourne, no, nagsimula ang lockdown na ito may 3 linggo na, pang-4 na linggo na, hindi ba? Tapos may 6 pa sa hinaharap. So parang 10
That's
weeks.
Exactly. It's like, 10 weeks,
Ang layo-layo ng lalakbayin. So, paano mo matatanggal sa pakiramdam mo yung, siguro marami sa atin ang nadidismaya na rin. Dahil yung iba nanganganib yung trabaho, hindi ba?
Exactly. A lot of people have lost jobs, and some people are not qualified for job keeper. And tapos now, because of the stage 3 lockdowns or stage 4, husband and wife have lost jobs, you know, or not working anymore. So mahirap in trying to sustain your continuing lifestyle, both physically and mentally as well. So, yeah, and you know what? The government has now realized after the second lockdown that mental health is a big issue now within the community. That is why both federal and state governors poured in so much money towards mental health support in the second lockdown and now the third and the fourth lockdown. So the government's now recognizing that mental health is more important now than it was before.
Dito sa atin sa komunidad Pilipino, paano natin mapagkakaiba o ma-differentiate yung sinasabi nating boredom sa anxiety sa pagkabalisa?
Yeah, listen, within the Filipino community, the good thing about Filipinos, because we are so creative and inventive in a lot of ways, we have karaoke at home, you know, and we have a large family support network that we can just pick up the phone and talk to someone, whether it be on FaceTime or on the phone or via Zoom. So that is the good thing about the Filipinos, because of our friendship network and also our family network, being a large community at large. You see, tayong Filipino here in Melbourne, we are all in the same situation, whether you are, we're in the same boat, really, mm-hmm. because it is a total lockdown. But also, that's why, you know, let's say, for example, yung mga Filipino international students natin, you know, nahirapan sila in the first lockdown. The second lockdown, they managed to survive. Now it's the third lockdown. It's really survival mode now. But pero, you know what, they're being so inventive, they're creative, they start cooking, selling to the Filipino community, they make face masks. There's always other things that people can do to stay active and have a healthy active mind as well. So, and like I said, that is the good thing about us Filipinos. We are so creative, we are so innovative. Mm-hmm.
Pero paano natin malalaman na, kasi yung iba medyo nandun na sila sa dulo, ika nga ng PC or at the end of their rope. So, paano mo malalaman na malapit ka na dun sa sukdulan? Kasi yung iba, kahit na they keep busy, they find other ways, meron pa ring moment na pag mag-isa ka, parang puputok yung ulo mo.
So, it is so true and that is so relevant and that happens to a lot of us. But you know what? The good thing about here in Australia, there's always a lot of support services. There's always, Lifeline. There's the Mental Health Foundation Australia. There's Beyond Blue. There's always someone that you can reach out and talk to, you know. And you know, reaching out and talk to someone, it's not a sign of weakness, but it's a sign of being strong. Because you have made the decision to reach out and talk to someone.
Pero minsan hindi natin, sometimes we can't recognize that we need help. So paano yun?
Yeah. That's a million-dollar question, Maridel, because even healthy, happy people still have their moments, and it's really, really hard to distinguish. And I think for yourself, it's up to the individual. When you come to the point that you are now starting to think crazy thoughts or I'd say a very stupid thought, you know yourself when is the time to reach out. And sometimes people with you as well can notice that. And sometimes it's okay to reach out and it's okay to ask for help. You know, even myself, I still have moments, you know, sometimes you're stuck at home and you're having your moments. Geez, you know, it gets to the more depressive mode or anxiety kicks in. But sometimes it's okay to ring someone and talk to. It's okay to reach out to the support services and talk to, or even your local priest or even the people, sometimes when you reach out to strangers, it's better than talking to a friend.
Dahil so may anonymity.
And also that's why the support services available to you from the government and some of these not-for-profit organizations, it is so powerful because the government is putting money into these support services to get everyone through this challenging times.
Top three na pwede natin gawin sa pagsimula ng ating araw para maging maganda naman ito at mas maaliwalas sa kabila ng mga paghihigpit.
Well, this is what I have done in the past few months is, you know, you wake up, we are all Christians, you thank God for the life that you have as you wake up. Secondly, you exercise because a healthy exercise keeps your mind positive. And exercise doesn't mean physical exercise. It can also mean intellectual exercise. Read books, for example. Hear a motivational podcast, you know, things like that. You know, and thirdly, you know, be appreciative of the family and friends that you have around you by just talking to them, you know. So I stop listening to the news. I just read the headlines and that's about it. You know, because sometimes news and Facebook, especially Facebook, there's a lot of fake news out there, you know, and and I stopped going through my Facebook and, you know, and read all the fake news. I stopped listening to the news more than 10 minutes. I just read the headlines and that's about it. And those are the things that manage to keep me sanity and to keep my mind active, really. And those are the things that I have encouraged some of my friends and my family members to do. And it's working.
So maraming salamat, Alexi. At laging tandaan, laging mayroon namang handang makinig sa atin, hindi ba?
Absolutely. Hopefully that, you know, the more you reach out to people and talk and share their what they're going through, the more it probably just sort of reminds people to say, oh, okay, maybe I should do that. So it's good what you're doing is reaching out to the community.
Maraming salamat, Alexi, ng Mental Health Foundation Australia.
Thanks, Maridel. Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.